The Football Show on Off the Ball.
With William Hill, you can boost your winnings on every game with new Bet Builder Extra. Only with William Hill. Download the app today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.
Welcome along to Monday night's football show. This was obviously supposed to be a show where we heard from Nathan Murphy and the jubilation in Liverpool in the aftermath of Liverpool lifting the Premier League trophy for just the second time yesterday afternoon. The parade happened, the parade finished, and then shortly after the scenes turned awfully grim because a car ploughed through a crowd of people in Liverpool, and we don't know the full extent of the injuries or the potential casualties, but I'm sure there will be an update before the evening is out. We will hopefully speak to Nathan Murphy very shortly indeed. What we do know is that, as I say, a vehicle collided with a number of people in Liverpool shortly after the conclusion of the trophy parade. This was at around 6 p.m. A man has been arrested and Merseyside police have released a statement to say it is a 53-year-old white British man and he's from the Liverpool area. We have a Liverpool FC statement in. They say we are in direct contact with Merseyside police regarding the incident on Water Street, which happened towards the end of the trophy parade earlier this evening. Our thoughts and prayers are with those who have been affected by this serious incident. We will continue to offer our full support to the emergency services and local authorities who are dealing with this incident. We do see reports as well that a number of tents have been set up inside the police cordon along Water Street and the surrounding area, and Merseyside police have not yet released details of the extent of any injuries suffered or whether there have been any fatalities. Nathan Murphy is on the ground in Liverpool. Nathan, what's the latest?
Hi, Owen. Hopefully you can hear me because, as you can imagine, the reception here in Liverpool with so many people in the area has not been the greatest. The latest is, well, really, since I last saw you, we've seen some of the wounded been transferred to ambulances alongside Water Road. They ranged in age from the very young to the elderly. Thankfully, all of them looked as though they weren't life-threatening injuries. The cordon remains in place. I think the shock of what's happened has been filtering around the city. It's a very peculiar atmosphere in Liverpool tonight, I think, between those people who realise the severity of what's happened and maybe those people who've been enjoying the celebrations throughout the day, and it hasn't fully hit home exactly what happened in the minutes after the parade. And I say minutes because it was minutes after the parade, which went through at the bottom of Water Street. That's where I watched the parade from at about 5:30, 5:25 to 6:00. And this incident happened at pretty much exactly 6 p.m. I spoke to a couple of Irish supporters earlier who were very close to the scene, very close to being hit by the car, and were in a real state of shock. And as they said, it went very quickly from being one of the best days of their lives to the worst day of their lives. And they saw some pretty horrific things and some things that will live with them for a very long time. But the cordon, I think we can expect, will remain in place for an extended period as everyone tries to figure out what was going on. Because I walked up that street about 10 minutes before it happened. There were tens of thousands of people calmly walking up the street. The spirits were understandably high. It was incredibly crowded, but it was very, very peaceful. Everyone was happy to take their time, understanding the amount of people that were in Liverpool today, and for this to happen, I think, is going to leave everyone in a state of shock.
The cordon right now, my understanding from just reading other journalists who are on the scene at the moment, Nathan, is that they are treating some of the casualties in premises around that area. So this really is a situation where a lot of those who have been hit or who have been injured this evening are being kept within that cordon to be treated. And I presume some have been taken away?
Yeah, some have been taken away. I saw three or four different people who have been injured put into ambulances and the ambulance drive away. Now, that was probably an hour, 90 minutes ago at this stage. Where it happened was just around the town hall in Liverpool. So for people who know Liverpool, if they know the Cavern Club area, it's essentially the next street over, Dale Street, Water Street. So a very, very crowded part of the city, even at the best of times. And obviously the severity of this incident is greatened and heightened by the amount of people that were in the area. But to counter that, thankfully, it also meant that there were a huge amount of emergency personnel already in the area because of the amount of people that were around. So the victims would have been treated very quickly through the police and through the ambulance service who were there. But yeah, you can see the various different paramedics going in and out of different buildings, utilising whatever resources they can.
Yeah, the other piece of information that's being reported on Sky at the moment is that officers from Counterterrorism Policing Northwest are supporting police on the scene as well. As we were speaking to you earlier on, Nathan, I think the incident and the news of the incident was just starting to seep in, and a lot of people just hadn't quite realised that. I presume citywide now, the city of Liverpool has just entered a state of shock.
To be honest, there's so many people here. It's hard to fully grasp the scale of how many people are in Liverpool today. There is probably two or three times the normal population of Liverpool all congregated in the city centre between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock today, somewhere in the region of 700,000-800,000 people, maybe as high as a million people lined the 15-mile route that the Liverpool bus took. And a lot of those people have been joining themselves since very early today, and it's a big city. And as I say, I think while a lot of people will have seen the social media videos, obviously we haven't heard anything about any fatalities or the seriousness of the injuries. And I think because of that, maybe it hasn't fully sunk in. The city has probably struggled to cope with the crowds, to be quite honest. The city has been torrential rain here for the last couple of hours, and the city has been at a complete standstill. There's thousands of people up at Liverpool Lime Street Station. I was just there a few minutes ago trying to get trains to get back home. The streets aren't moving. Not helped, of course, by the fact that a lot of the city is now shut down for the last couple of hours as well. But yeah, I think maybe tomorrow morning when the city wakes up, they'll fully realise what's just occurred.
Yeah, so senior reporter with the BBC, Emma Sanders, you mentioned Lime Street there. She has been on X saying that, "I just got through the queue at Liverpool Lime Street, been in it for 4 hours. Kids are being carried over the top of barriers to safety. Adults crying because they feel they're getting crushed. Police stood by but not opening up barriers for space. So unsafe and scary." She says that's her account, and it does feel that the domino effect of what's happened on Water Street, Nathan, has just extended into a whole range of possible grim occurrences elsewhere in the city.
I'm not even sure if it is a domino effect. I think it is just the sheer amount of people. I mentioned that I stayed in Manchester last night, and I went to get a train from Manchester to Liverpool, and the trains from Manchester to Liverpool go every 20 minutes. At around 11 o'clock today, and was simply told you won't be getting on a train, that the trains are so packed arriving into Manchester, there was no chance. What was generally a half an hour journey ended up taking 2 hours on the road. This has been an influx of people, the likes of which this city has never seen before, the likes of which I think most cities would have never seen before, considering the size of Liverpool as a city, not even the size of Dublin, maybe similar-ish. And you're talking about a million people coming in for one day. So Lime Street simply can't cope with it. Maybe it has been affected by the security resources that were available. But as I say, walking around the streets, there's not a car moving. The entire place is at a standstill. And, you know, to couple that with the torrential rain over the last couple of hours, it's not making for a pretty picture for people just trying to get home. And understandably, with so many people here, people are concerned, people are worried, they're reading the news, they want to know where their loved ones are. And the fact that nobody can actually get out of Liverpool right now, as I said, was just up in Lime Street and basically walked up, realised nothing was going to happen. And yeah, it was. I wouldn't say it was quite at a crush. Everyone has been very helpful to each other. But it wasn't far off that watching the parade either today. There was a lot of young children just as the bus was about to come. They'd probably been there for hours and were actually leaving at that stage because their parents were just getting them out of there because it was just so many people. So maybe this was just too big an event for the city. But listen, I think that's for another day. I don't think any of that has anything to do with what happened today.
No. Just to put some numbers on that, a local councillor, John Hughes, has estimated that over a million people were at the parade today, and there was estimated to have been 750,000 people at the parade for the 2019 Champions League trophy. And I guess when you look at the situation around you now, Nathan, if you just want to describe to us, like, is it just yourself and other reporters at the scene? Are there still Liverpool fans staying there? I presume logistically, people kind of have to stay on the street at the moment if what we're describing is the case at some of the train stations, and it's just impossible to leave the city.
Well, it is absolutely impossible to leave the city, and where the incident happened is surrounded by pubs, by restaurants, and they are all still open. Now, the immediate vicinity is starting to clear out, and you know, spoke to quite a few people who had parked in one of the bigger car parks that's located on that street, and that's obviously shut, so they have no access to get their cars to get home. But I think the main issue for most people as the evening goes on is going to be getting home. But all of that will be done now under the context of what has happened earlier on. And right now, while there is still a large police cordon, it is relatively calm around. We haven't, met a couple of Irish fans earlier on who had witnessed this. There didn't seem to be too many other people around who had witnessed this. I think a lot of people probably just wanted to get clear of the area as quickly as they possibly could. But it's the strangest of situations where you have such a mood of celebration for so long, and such a build-up to this, and such anticipation for this, for an incident like this to happen in one part of what the, you know, a reasonably sized city, with a lot of celebrating already ongoing. I think, as I say, it might be tomorrow before people fully realise what's happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, Nathan, we might leave that there for the time being. Thanks a million, and great stuff bringing us the sounds of what's actually happening around Water Street at the moment. So hopefully we'll have more news on that before we wrap up for the evening at 10 o'clock, and we'll get Nathan on the line as soon as there is any major developments. We're going to take a
Football
quick break.
On Off the Ball.
With William Hill, you can boost your winnings on every game with new Bet Builder Extra. Only with William Hill. Download the app today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.